Listening Library presents One Mixed Up Night by Catherine Newman. Read for you by Monica Felice Smith. Chapter 1. The Parents Make a Plan. The funny thing is this. People think that dorky geeks who read all the time are the kinds of kids who don't get into trouble. But they're wrong. We do. And I'm telling you this from experience. I'm telling you this because there was a moment when Walter and I were scrunched into a pair of hanging chairs in the IKEA showroom at 4 in the morning, thrilled and terrified, hiding from the security guard with her walkie-talkie. And I thought, we wouldn't even be here if we hadn't read the books we've read. Which was true. But let me back up, because the story doesn't start there. It starts with my family and Walter's family sitting at our dinner table, with the pizza plates pushed aside, trying to figure out if it was worth schlepping to IKEA for the various things we were all wanting. Walter is my oldest friend, and our parents are best friends, or whatever the grown-up equivalent is. And we always say that if Walter's cat, Puddle, met my cat, Mr. Pockets, they'd be best friends too. When we were little, we actually used to draw pictures of them getting married. The two cats in their tuxedos, because they're both boys. Me and Walter holding the little rings. Maybe you and I can just make a run down there so everyone doesn't have to go, my mom was saying to Walter's mom. It seems silly to drag 2 cartloads of people for some picture frames and a slipcover. And the shoe bench, Walter's mom said. And the patio table, my dad said. And the hangers and file boxes, and that thing we wanted for the bathroom, for the towels to go somewhere, Walter's mom said.